order that we're operating under was adopted by the Supreme Court, a 3-2 vote. There's five members of our Supreme Court. Three voted in favor of the proposition and two against it. The dissent pointed out the results of several studies that have been done, which really resulted in the conclusion being reached that cameras in the courtroom were not a good idea, that that they had an adverse effect on various players, and that and they thought that it adversely affected the procedure of the case and even the outcome of the case. So particularly the federal judiciary did a large study on it 3 or 4 years ago, and as a result of that, none of the federal courts have camera or electronic coverage of the courtrooms. So there's really a divided opinion across the country of whether this is a good idea or not.
So with all those studies and the opinions, what are your expectations once this begins, this year-long project begins in your courtroom?
I don't know. Maybe I'm unduly optimistic, but I really don't think that it will make much difference. I think there may be some initial maybe discomfort or unease about getting used to something new or something different, but I think once that passes, I think that the attorneys that we typically work with here and will not be bothered by cameras or recording equipment, and they'll have their people prepared so that they're not distracted.
What have you heard from attorneys who would appear in your courtroom with this in place?
I've not had any occasion to address the attorneys on a formal basis. Most of what I've been getting so far are jokes like, "Well, I'm going to have to get a new jacket. I'm going to get a, be sure to shave every morning. I'm going to have to get a hairpiece. Things like that." So we haven't really sat down and come to grips with it.
Do you foresee any changes in your courtroom at all with the prospect of photographers or microphones or what have you?
No, I don't think so. Obviously, we'll have to accommodate places for people to be to operate their equipment and so forth. But beyond that, I don't see there to be any changes made.
You've seen cameras in courtrooms elsewhere. Court TV is pretty much, based on cameras in courtrooms.
Right.
What's been your take on the whole phenomenon over the past 15, 20 years?
Well, I guess I have not seen it have any adverse effect. I'm sure that the justice that wrote the dissent for the to the adoption of the order would have signaled if that were a negative.